where hundreds of British forces are facing criminal investigation over 166 cases of alleged unlawful killing and maltreatment during the country's military involvement in Afghanistan. The British soldiers are accused of killing 52 Afghans in over a dozen separate incidents. The alleged abuses took place between 2011 and 2013. The Ministry of Defense has launched an investigation to examine the claims. There is now growing fear that the UK involvement in Afghanistan could bring up a barrage of claims similar to that seen following the Iraq War. More than 1,500 allegations of abuse and murder have been lodged against British soldiers in Iraq. Mohammad Walji, our correspondent, joins us now from London. Mohammad, tell us more about the investigation launched by the Ministry of Defense.
Well, as you mentioned, it's 166 cases of alleged unlawful killing and maltreatment. This includes murder, this includes abuse, very similar to what we saw in Iraq, as you also mentioned, in Abu Ghraib prison. The abuses are said to have taken place over a two-year period, but we don't know. This could have actually had, there could have been far more abuses that have taken place, and these are the only ones that are being investigated as of now. The investigation launched by the Ministry of Defence is called Operation Northmoor, and this is looking into the deaths of 52 people in 15 separate incidents, of unlawful killing. Now, the human rights firm Lee Day, which is dealing with several of these cases, I think it's dealing with about just over 80 cases of the Afghan claimants, and they've investigated three cases concerning six alleged murders so far. But what they found so far is no charges have been brought. One of the Tory MPs, he's also said that this investigation, nothing is likely to come of it, that it's just going to go on for a long time, cost a lot of money, and there'll be no action that takes place, and no one held to account for these murders and abuses. But what we're seeing right now is something similar to what happened in Iraq and Abu Ghraib all those years ago, which was used as a massive recruitment tool for many extremist groups. And many people are now concerned that this particular case where the Afghan soldiers have been treated badly by British soldiers, allegedly, could be used as a recruitment tool for extremist groups like Daesh. So that's something that we need to weigh in and look at, how these men need to be held accountable for their actions, because it is being used as a recruitment tool by these extremist groups.
Thank you very much, Mohammad. Press TV's Mohammad Walji joining us from London.